Joining us now to talk about that incredible win last night down at BMO Field over Tigres, Mike Leach, TFC reporter for 680 News. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Hey, George, how's it going?
Great. When I watched that game last night, and by the way, the pitch looked like it was a rough pitch last night. I've never seen BMO Field look as rough, but it's early March in Toronto. I'm sure the ground crew did the best they absolutely could because it's a rough time of year, especially the winter we've had. But, Mike, when I watch Toronto FC in this competition, it means more to me than what they're going to do this entire MLS season. Because, to be honest, I've seen them have the best record. I've seen them break records. I've seen them win the MLS Cup. I could care less about the Canadian Championship, but that's fine because I'm jaded and I'm cynical. But to me, this is the show-me competition for Toronto FC. If they can knock out the two-time defending Mexican champion Tigres, now we're talking to bring some validation to what Toronto FC has done and what MLS soccer has become. Am I way off on that, or you're on that thing that show me what Toronto FC can do in CONCACAF?
No, I don't think you're way off. I mean, the Canadian Championship matters because you have to win the Canadian Championship
to get there. I get
to the Champions
League. But there's one team that's not even a real professional team who's in there in Edmonton.
Yeah.
But I digress.
Yeah. No, I think there is something to that. Obviously, I think for Toronto FC, their goal as a team is to win everything, to win every cup competition that they're in, win every trophy that's available to them. To say they're an ambitious club would probably be a bit of an understatement. So I don't know that they necessarily value any one over the other. It's just whatever happens to be next up. But you're right. They've definitely been building towards this competition since definitely late June, actually probably late June of 2016 when they won the Canadian Championship out in Vancouver. They brought in players with big game experience, guys like Victor Vasquez, more recently, Gregory Vanderweel, who's played in the World Cup final, guys who won't find that the hostility that they'll encounter in Mexico overly daunting. Jozy Altidore and Michael Bradley have a ton of experience playing in the Azteca with the U.S. national team. So they've definitely built this team to go into Mexico and not be fazed by what they're going to find there. It's going to be, I'm not going to say that it's going to be a comfortable environment, but it's certainly one that I think they won't be afraid of.
Well, you talk about not being afraid of anything and rising to the moment. The performance that they put on last night was, I thought it was pretty remarkable considering the way they opened the season against Columbus. They looked disinterested to say the least, but last night from the get-go, they were firing, and it was amazing to see how much of that game, you know, considering how well Tigres has stocked, how much of that game that the Reds controlled.
It's interesting. A week ago, I asked Greg Vanney whether there was any possibility that the team could potentially overlook that Columbus game, looking ahead to the Tigres match last night, and he said, as I expected he would, that the team takes everything one game at a time. They don't, you know, they won't be looking ahead to anything more than the next game in front of them. He then said on Monday that on Tuesday at the news conference in the run up to last night's game that, you know, maybe the team, you know, they don't want to look ahead, but certainly it's been something, you know, this matchup with Tigres has been something that they've been looking forward to. Really, since they hoisted the MLS Cup last year, it's a lot of the talk has been about Champions League, Champions League, Champions League. So, you know, there's the possibility that they overlooked Columbus a little bit.
It's human nature, wouldn't it?
You would think so. Yeah, I mean, certainly this is the big focus right now because this is the measuring stick for this team. They've proven that they can, you know, not walk all over MLS, but they can win the MLS Cup. They've proven that to themselves. They've proven that to the world. They won the treble last year. This is really sort of a big hurdle in front of them is to prove that they can sit at the adults table with the Mexican teams, you know, in CONCACAF. The Liga MX has absolutely owned the Champions League since its inception or since it went from being the Champions Cup to Champions League. It's been a Mexican champion every year. MLS as a whole, as a league, has desperately wanted to find a way to break through. It's come close a couple of times, but we haven't been able to see MLS teams have strong performances down in Mexico, at least not strong enough performances in Mexico to be able to get over that hump. And TFC at least gave themselves a chance last night. They're in a good position. Giving away the away goal does hurt a little bit, but they're in a good position. If they go down there and they play the way that they're capable of playing and are fearless on the day, I would give them a puncher's chance to get past Tigres. And then once you get past them, you've got Club America waiting in the wings. But, you know, who knows? It's one game at a time at this point.
You know, there's a history of MLS teams coming up short in this competition. So with Toronto having so much success in the last couple of years, is it possible for the MLS to get behind them as a league? Because, you know, they're not the most well-liked team out there.
Well, it's not just them. New York Red Bulls actually went to Tijuana on Tuesday and won 2-0. So they're in really good shape to advance to the semifinal. And also last night, Seattle Sounders beating Guadalajara 1-0. And by all accounts, I didn't actually see the game, but I heard that Seattle probably could have won that game by more. So you could, there is the possibility that three of the final four in this Champions League could be MLS teams. I think MLS will get behind, you know, if say TFC gets there against Guadalajara or Tijuana, should one of them come back, I think MLS would get behind TFC grudgingly, at least for that competition, because again, the league as a whole is trying to, again, be spoken of in the same echelon as Liga MX.
Yeah.
Mike Leach from 680 News. He covers Toronto FC. Joining us here on Sportsnet tonight, that's Brian. I'm George. Well, Mike, again, like I just back to my first question. If Toronto FC goes into Tuesday in Monterey Bay and gets waxed by Tigres, does that... I don't want to say it, because to me, they need to get past this team to validate what they've done, because all those naysayers who say MLS soccer is just kind of it's a cute league and it can't compete with the upper echelon in Europe. And that's true because the amount of money that's spent in Europe. But to be, quote unquote, respectable soccer, doesn't Toronto FC have to win the second leg to advance past this team to earn a lot of credibility here, especially in North America as a legit soccer league and team? Because if Toronto FC goes and gets smoked on Tuesday, on Wednesday, like what
that's
does
your
the
champion losing?
Right, but to me, but right, like what does the rest of the season mean for Toronto FC? Do I get really excited if they win the MLS Cup? Sure, but doesn't it kind of feel empty then, unless they put up an incredible fight on Tuesday?
If they get blown out, I think, yeah, I think what happens last night certainly would be tarnished a bit. At least for the TFC fan base, I think last night was a special night. It was, you could feel it in the stadium. You could feel that game building up to the crescendo of Osorio scoring that absolute blinder of, the back heel goal. That will be remembered, and I think that will become part of the lore of TFC as far as a club. When you start looking at the wider scope, if they fail to advance, but it's close,
right?
I think we sit here and we sort of say, well, Tigres is considered to be probably the best team in this region. So this was a matchup that was sort of touted as maybe the one you want as the final, not a quarterfinal.
Right.
But if they fail to advance, I think there are positives to take away from it. Obviously, they would be devastated because they've put a lot of focus into trying to succeed in this tournament. And ultimately, close or not, it would still be a failure. If they get the doors blown off, certainly, yeah, it would tarnish it. And if they advance, then, I mean, Club America waits. So who knows what happens from there. But that would be certainly another very, very tough test for Toronto FC.
What was the crowd like at BMO last night? Because on television, it kind of looked like it wasn't completely full. What was the crowd like last night down at a chilly BMO field on the lakeshore?
It was 25,500, which for a Wednesday night with temperatures hovering around the freezing mark, and it was a late kickoff too, 8 o'clock, That was a very good crowd. We've seen crowds in this competition, in this city, even MLS regular season crowds on Wednesday nights don't tend to be as strong. So it was close to 26,000. The crowd in the stadium, although not all seats were full, the crowd in the stadium was really electric, particularly as, you know, the first half was really cagey. It took TFC about 20 minutes to really find their way into the game. And you could start to feel the team coming on as they hit about the half hour mark, and the crowd started to get into it a little bit more. Then Tigres scores in the second half. And I mean, you see the quality of this team. They had very few chances. Eduardo Vargas, I mean, Chris Mavinga loses him for a second, and Eduardo Vargas with an absolutely tremendous finish to put Tigres up. Gignac came on. He was, constantly a player that they were keeping an eye on. I thought they did a really good job of keeping the offensive explosiveness of Tigres down while taking the game to that team. And it's the best defense is a good offense. Altidore gets the equalizer. They fight through the adversity of going one down. They're level, and they keep going and going and growing. And the crowd, as the game went on, the sort of buzz and the murmur and the energy of the fans kept growing and growing until you get the Osorio goal, and then it's pandemonium throughout BMO Field. It was a fun night for the fans there, for sure.
Sure. Mike, fans are obviously a big deal anytime you play in Mexico. So playing in Monterrey on Tuesday for TFC, do you think they'll be able to shut out the crowd? I mean, it's almost impossible wherever you play in Mexico and just perform.
I think they can just perform. I think they have players who will not be fazed by, there's going to be 41,000. The stadium is nicknamed the Volcano
for a reason,
which is a little bit daunting going into, yeah. Right. And I think, they've gone down in the semifinal of, I believe, the 2012 Champions League. They went down and played Santos Laguna, and they were able to hang with them for a half and then just fell apart in the second half. But that was a younger team. It was nowhere near as good as this team. I think they have the characters on this team. I don't think, if anything, they might feed off of the crowd energy. Kind of relish the role of being the heel. We saw that throughout the MLS Cup playoffs. Hmm. They kind of,
which is why they
enjoyed being
the
bad guy.
Yeah.
And this is going to be an environment that is going to be unlike anything in MLS. Probably the closest might be Seattle or Atlanta now. But I do think that they've got enough guys. Victor Vasquez played in Liga MX. He came up through the Barcelona system. He's played in the UEFA Champions League. Gregory Vanderweel's played in the UEFA Champions League. These guys aren't going to be scared of 40,000 in Mexico. I mean, it is a daunting environment, but I do believe they should be able to handle it.
He covers Toronto FC for 680 News. Mike Leach. Mike, thanks for doing this tonight.
Thanks very much for having me.